Accession number 30286, Reel 4.
Bill Jones, Reel 4.
Now, I didn't mention that when we were in... Can I go back to Ceylon?
Of course.
That one stage, my wheels wouldn't come down the aircraft. Now, what happened was you have a lever which you pull, which lowers the wheels, and they then lock into position. And our wheels wouldn't come down at all. They wouldn't budge. Whatever we tried, they'd got stuck. So I had to land, had to do a belly landing, which I remember doing. And I can remember feeling the tail wheel on the ground as we came in. And the crew were kind enough to say that it was one of my smoothest landings. And in fact, the ground crew said, had the spare parts been available, the aircraft could have been flying again in 3 weeks. But they hadn't got the bits.
When you're going to make a forced landing like that, is there anything that you have to be aware of when you're doing it?
You just hope.
Do you try and keep it as flat and as
level as possible? Absolutely, yes. You have to land as gently as possible and as slowly as possible.
Are the propellers still turning, or do you?
Yes, the propellers are still turning, and then of course they get bent when they hit the runway. And I got a red light from the control tower saying don't land, but I had to.
And was the Beaufort quite a rugged aircraft?
Yes, it was. It was. As I said, it was a good sturdy aircraft, and there was no sign of fire or anything. Sorry, that's really going back to Ceylon.
Did you have any emergency landings then with the bull fighter at all?
Let me think. I had one or two occasions where an engine failed, I think, and I had to land on one engine, which we did all right. Yes, I think there were. If you give me a minute just to refresh my memory. Yes, I did have a couple of times to make emergency landings. We returned early, the squadron did, from a daylight patrol because of deteriorating visibility, and one of our engines failed. So I had to keep on flying on one engine, which was very hard work, though you can fly on one engine, which is hard work. And landed at the first airfield we came to, which was right on the coast. It was called Donner Nook, I think. And we left the aircraft there to be repaired, which it was, and we collected it a couple of days later. The other emergency landing was when we were returning from a nighttime roving patrol, 3.5 hour job. One of the throttles stuck in the open position. So we found found an aircraft on an airfield, on the Norfolk coast, I think. And so I had to cut the engines completely and make a gliding landing instead of controlling the descent with the throttles, which you usually do, moving them backwards and forwards. But we managed it all right. The repair was done again, and we went back to Northcote the same day. Interesting, we were always very interested in what the weather was going to do, because you had to be sure that when you went out on a patrol or an operation, whatever, that it was going to be fit to land. The weather was going to be fit to land when you came back. And of course, we had meteorological officers to advise us on that, and we had two. One of them was excellent, and who would actually, against all regulations, fly out with us to see if he was right. The other was a thicko. Called Law, Boner Law, we called him. And I can remember clearly one occasion that at the briefing, which was the Met report, was part of a briefing before he went out, he told us categorically that it would be clear for at least the next 5 hours, I think it was. And as he said it, the navigators were brushing from their charts the drops of rain coming through the roof. Skylight in the briefing room. Oh, sorry about the bark.
How did your tour end at that length? Was that the end of your 200 hours?
I did the 200 hours, yes, and I was given the DFC. For doing the tour, but I don't think I really deserved it, quite honestly.
One thing I'd like to ask about while you were at North Coast, were you again involved in entertainment?
Oh yes, very much so. Very much so. We had a chap there, one of the ground crew, I think, a chap called Sam Ramsden, who had been a professional music hall entertainer. And he was a marvellous chap. He was a super chap. We got on very well. And we did concert parties, and I wrote stuff to do, which went down very well.
And I believe, was it Max Bygraves?
Max Bygraves was there, was one of us, yes.
And when would you run the concert parties? Would there be a specific time that you would run them? Would you run them every weekend, or would there be...
That's difficult to remember. You wouldn't do every weekend, but I think you'd do them when they were ready. And then we went to do them at other stations as well. And he got the girls doing little dances and things like that. He was an excellent chap. He played the violin himself.
How did you come to leave the area?
Well, I finished the tour, and then I was sent to West Kirby, I think it was, to do a desk job till the end of the war.
And how do you feel now about having served with Coastal Command during the Second World War?
Oh, I feel very positive about it. I was very lucky indeed not to be, by pure chance, involved in any of the really nasty actions. I just did the job I was asked to do. Simple as that.